Sure. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. I'll just make it simple. The main thing was I was probably 6 years ago at a Metallica concert, and I had met Lars Ulrich the night before, and I said, I'm a huge fan of Metallica, and he said, come to our concert. And I had always been in the crowd before that, and we were with him and his father, and we were behind the drum kit, and I saw the scope of it, and I think that was the first time I thought, wow, you could get this composition is incredible, and it's not what many people feel. And everybody, you know, the term, you know, that guy's a rock star is assigned to people when they're not even in music, you know, because, so that's the ultimate high, right, as to what is it like to be on a stage as performing music. And so that was where the idea compositionally was born of always being subjective. So in the movie, you're always on the stage. And the dilemma was, can we get scope by maintaining that the camera and the point of view on the stage? So that was one of the major things I wanted to do. I mean, light, you know, colors, red and blue, have their own story point throughout the whole film. Certain way that characters are cut off sonically. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Well, there's something about, one of my favorite things about in the movie compositionally is that she's a star before she even knows it. So the movie treats her like a star in the bathroom at the bottom of this hotel, because she walks up and it's the frame is as if she's on stage, but she doesn't even know it yet. That was one of the things. Like, I just fell in love with her face and eyes. So I mean, that wasn't anything other than I just wanted to be as close as possible in shooting it, quite frankly. But the story point to that is Jackson's constantly avoiding the camera, and she's willing to, because she's such a pure artist and a pure soul, to just be able to be right there in front of it.